countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, how easy do you think it would be to live on food sourced solely and only from within 50 kilometres of where you live? Well, my next guest is embarking on such an experiment. Canadian-born and Thurles resident, mother, farmer and acting features editor with Irish Country Living, Janine Kennedy is on the line. Good morning, Janine.
Hi, Damien. How are you doing?
Good to hear from you. What's the weather like in Tip this morning? Might as well ask you too.
It's okay. It's a bit grey now, and hopefully the sun will break through the clouds today and we'll have a bit of fun.
So tell me more about this 50K diet.
Well, basically, I always felt like living in Tip, we're pretty blessed with our local producers and our primary producers, farmers and people who are, making meat and those kinds of things. And I, last year, before the pandemic really hit, I had kind of challenged my coworkers at Irish Country Living to a 50-kilometre diet. And it just never really happened. I mean, the pandemic hit and then everything else happened, the lockdowns. And then this year we thought, let's give it another go. So this is just the end here. I'm wrapping up my week.
Yeah.
And it went really well.
So are you talking about everything now that you've consumed this week has come from within 50K of your house?
You know what? I made a really good effort. And I think in terms of me personally, I was quite successful. In terms of maybe my kids, my husband, I don't know. They got a little bit tired of it halfway through. But in terms of sourcing and buying local, yeah, we were able to get almost everything we needed this week from within 50 kilometres radius of our house.
What I suppose down in Tipperary there is very easy to come by locally?
Well, we have a lot of meat. We get lamb locally. We also get beef. And I didn't need to change those kinds of shopping habits. It was mainly the main supermarket shop that I stopped completely. I drove around to different farms and I got free-range organic eggs from Magner's farm. She also, Kylie Magner, also gave me chicken stock and she gave me eggs or mayonnaise made with her eggs. So there was that.
Mm.
It
wasn't just the staples there as well. There was ingredients as well that you were trying to source locally. Everything.
Yeah. Absolutely. So my main thing was, if I'm buying something processed from within the 50-kilometre radius, it needs to be made with at least 50% ingredients from within the radius as well. So if I got jam, the fruit would have to come from within 50 kilometres, chutneys, sauces, that kind of thing.
And so, did you set out to buy something that you just couldn't find locally?
Yeah, oats.
Oats? Oats?
Yeah, my husband eats oatmeal every morning, Flavins, and he won't have anything else. But I couldn't find a replacement for him. So that was one thing we had to give up this week. I'm not sure if he made it the whole week without having a bowl of oatmeal, but it's how he starts his morning. It's something we just couldn't find, regardless of farmers I know who grow oats within the 50-kilometre radius. You know, we just couldn't get processed oats for eating.
All right. Interesting indeed. Mm-hmm. Down around where you are there. So did you set... Were you only able to prepare food for the family based on obviously what you were getting, or were you able to plan ahead, plan a menu?
You which came to first? Plan.
Right.
Yeah. This if anybody wants to do something similar, if you're the kind of person who makes a shopping list and a meal plan before the week, then you're going to be better off than someone who kind of just goes off by the seat of their pants trying to plan a menu throughout the week. Like, it was the days that I found most difficult that I didn't have a plan. So you do need to kind of have a plan set up and decide, and maybe take a day or two. And if you can't get something from Neighbour Food or from your local farmer's market, make sure that you have a plan in place to go get that directly from the farmer.
Mm. Now, convenience stores are called convenience for a reason, because we can get everything under one roof. Did you find that part of it difficult in sourcing the food, having to go from one place to another and doing a lot of driving around?
Yeah, definitely. I had to drive quite a bit on the days leading up to my week. So, and I'm a busy person. You know, we farm, I have three kids, I have a full-time job. And so, you know, it was a lot of driving. There are places like Neighbour Food, but I find you can't always get what's on your list at the Neighbour Food. So you do need to go directly to farmers for some things. So I did spend a lot of time traveling, and I spent a lot more money probably than I normally would on my food shop for the week.
All right, so it, that might have countered a little bit of the food miles end of it, but we're not going to wrap you over the knuckles on that. What could you do unless, you know, it had to be delivered? Food has to be delivered, and you know that. But in terms of you know, nutrition, do you think that your diet was healthier this week?
It was higher fat than normal.
Oh.
I ate a lot of butter and things I would normally consider treats, like cream, like a creamy sauce. I ate a lot of cream this week, mashed potatoes, that kind of thing. Because, I mean, we're in the middle of dairy country here, so yeah. Why not?
You have to support local.
Overall, though, I feel like we had a really lovely, healthy diet. We had a lot of fresh meat. We had really delicious salads, really nice kales, and lots of different vegetables. So we had a really great diet this week.
You had a mom fail, though, didn't you?
I had so many mom fails this week. My kids notoriously hate my cooking. I am a trained chef. But my kids couldn't care less about that fact. And I had to source flour from within the 50K. Every Sunday we make pancakes. And my kids really look forward to their Sunday morning pancakes. So I sourced native wheat flour from Cal's Wholemeal. They're in they're in Bennisbridge in County Kilkenny. And they were able to ship. So, I mean, I ordered this native wheat flour and it arrived the next day. It was amazing. I tried to make the pancakes out of the native wheat flour and they just didn't turn out the same way. I knew the kids weren't going to like them. And sure enough, yeah, I even tried to entice them to eat them by putting on chocolate spread, which I know is against the rules. But we had some in the cupboard. I thought maybe with the chocolate, they'll eat the pancakes.
Yeah.
But they just licked the chocolate off. And
I'm interested, did you compare the prices? Was it a more expensive shop this week?
It was. I think in terms of certain ingredients, so if you're buying organic vegetables, you're going to be spending a bit more. I usually buy the organic vegetables in the supermarket as well. When I'm doing a supermarket shop, I will look for an organic over non. So that wouldn't have been a huge difference in my normal shop, but I did also buy things in bulk. Things are going to last longer than 1 week. And so my cost increased kind of exponentially because of that.
And did you find that there's an awful lot of new artisan producers in Tipperary that might have emerged during the pandemic, people that would have been supplying the food service sector but had to pivot and begin, I suppose, selling directly?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just down the road in Chimalboris, there's Hayes Farm, and they always supplied mainly hotels with things like yogurt, buttermilk, creme fraiche from their farm there. And during the pandemic, they pivoted to doing like kind of personal yogurt lines, especially their kids' yogurt, which my kids actually love. They were able to come up with kind of a low sugar flavored kids' yogurt option, which I think is really good. I don't know how available it is in supermarkets right now. They were in Lidl last year for the Kickstart program, but you can get them through the Neighbor Food in 2 Mile Boris.
Right. Okay. And as you said, I mean, Tipperary really is, it's rich with a lot of, and there are so many companies down there. We featured lots of them on the programme over the last year that have done remarkably well in getting together locally down there as suppliers and selling direct and all of that. Before we go, Janine, is this something we could all try? What are the red flags with regards to trying to do this if we wanted to do it?
I think anybody should do it if they want to do it. And I think even making it a national movement, like take a week and just really focus on sourcing your ingredients as locally as possible and see what you can get within your 50 kilometers. I mean, for me, the biggest thing that I learned this week from doing this was that it's mainly small producers and small farmers. You know, they're not farming commodities. They're doing this, you know, and they're marketing their own food product. They're not... to run their business, it's a lot harder for them than it would be for a commercial farmer like we are, you know, where the milk truck comes and takes our milk every morning and then we don't have to really worry about it again. You know, they're developing client relations. They're doing all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who have largely kept me fed this week. So for a personal kind of food security standpoint, I learned a lot this week about who could keep me fed within the 50 kilometres.
Right. So if there's a problem down the road or whatever happens, the people of Tipperary will be well fed, you discover this week. Janine, it's been lovely chatting to you. We'll chat to you again and the very best of luck with that. I look forward to reading about that. That's Janine Kennedy there in Tipperary.